Before we begin, a quick note on this episode. This is a lost episode from a couple of weeks ago. There was a file naming mix-up. So if you're following along with the score, this is from a few weeks back. I don't imagine anyone's following the score, but please enjoy. We're very glad we found this one, particularly for the ad in the middle. Enjoy.
Welcome to the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. We are back in studio after our live episode. I'm here with my friend, John Lunger.
I'm here with my friend, Glenn Tickle. And as always, we are here to rewrite the entirety of Wikipedia off the top of our heads, one page at a time, and convenient to listen to podcast form. Scoreboard update, since we don't count the live ones or the Little Buddy episodes.
It's just easier that way because the post-it note that you keep on your computer monitor isn't with us at live.
It's true. It's a very important system. The system works. According to said post-it note, we've won 15, Wikipedia's won 12, we've tied 6 times. We got a 3-page lead, my friend.
Tight.
Tight. I'm sleepy today.
Yeah, me too.
I'm a sleepy, sleepy boy.
I had a long day with all my children's.
I did not have a long day with your children, but I did have a very large meal of Chinese food before I came here tonight.
Oh, me too.
Really?
Yeah.
We didn't do it together,
but
though.
But not together like we do sometimes. I had a big Chinese food dinner with my wife and children.
I ate so much General Tso's, and it was really good, but I'm very sleepy because of it. There's a great Netflix documentary called Searching for General Tso.
Mm-hmm.
So good. Oh, my goodness. I highly recommend for all you out there.
It's very interesting.
Yeah.
Specifically about the dish, but then also kind of the history of Chinese immigration to America and the proliferation of Chinese restaurants across the country. And
honestly, riveting. Like, I put it on not expecting anything. And like, I was like, holy shit, I am into this.
I think this is a genuine case of like, oh, if you are interested in our podcast where we pretend to know things about things, I think you are the type of person who would generally enjoy this documentary.
Yeah. And like, it's well researched. It's not like they're fucking making it up. we're making it up.
Oh,
clearly,
man. Please, someone give us a budget to do a documentary on something we know absolutely nothing about.
Oh, God, that'd be so good. Be so good. And we'll get on it right as soon as we make National Treasure 3.
Yeah, we'll search for Warren Harding's gold. National Treasure 3, the search for Warren G. Harding's gold to fund our documentary pet projects.
All right. Do you got any updates you want to do before we dive into the soda, or you just want to get a topic?
Let's just
do it, man. We're falling asleep.
Yeah, we're both sleepy and full of Chinese food.
Let's
historically not our best setup for episodes.
We're always like hot grumpy boys.
Yeah, I don't know why we're always in such a bad mood since we both clearly enjoy Chinese food so much
and enjoy doing this podcast. But
it's a fun show that we do, and we like to eat Chinese food, so you would think we'd be primed and ready to go.
All right, well, before
I think it's because we don't know how much food we should eat. I think we eat too much food. And then
we definitely eat too much food. And I know how much food I should eat. I just choose to ignore that and keep going because it tastes good in my mouth. All right, look, before we dive into subject, because I'm trying to be better at this, just a casual plea to review and rate us and subscribe and like our Facebook page.
Don't be like a weird knob. Just
help us out. It's a simple thing. You can click some stars and not have to talk to us. You could write a sentence about how much you enjoy this thing. It'll help us out.
It genuinely helps. It also makes me feel good on the inside of my heart.
Yeah, and I need positive reinforcement. All right, so we both put up lists. Do you want to go to yours?
I'm looking at mine. Looks like I got a good...
Do you got usable ones or are they all jokey?
No, a lot of them are usable. One jokey one from a friend of the show, John Paul Coulter. Why is the planet Uranus so damn funny?
Because
it sounds
like
your
anus.
It sounds like the words your anus.
John, ask questions you know the answer to.
You know in your heart it's funny because it sounds like a butt.
John, what happened? Did you get lost in your beard? Get out of your beard, buddy.
John.
You know. Come on.
Because it sounds like a butt.
Come on.
Why are butts so funny? Because
poop comes.
Everyone has them and poop and farts come out of them.
Yeah,
that's why.
Come on, John.
John. You're a professional comedian.
This isn't hard. John.
/ actor / beard enthusiast. You know the answer in your heart. All right, I'm going to do that thing that you said a couple weeks ago. Instead of like pre-counting and sorting them, I'm just going to guess 1 through 8.
I'm feeling like a saucy number 7 today. Saucy number 7. Not lucky, saucy.
I should have picked a smaller number.
Well, I mean, just loop, right? So if you don't have 7 actual ones, just go back to the beginning.
Okay. Yeah, because there are a lot of joke answers at the end there.
They're butts, John. That's why.
One, like Ronathan Jandels is the flip of the Democratic and Republican Party in relation to its representation during the Civil War. Probably a very interesting, fascinating topic. I don't know that there's a Wikipedia page.
Also, if we've proven that, anything in the last couple of weeks in the Warren G. Harding episode is we should not talk about
U.S.
history.
Boy, do we not know lot of actual history things.
Give us some time to read a book.
So that's like a real suggestion. Right. I don't think that's a joke.
No, it's a thing. It's a real thing.
A joke suggestion, but I don't think it's a fitting one for this.
Right, because like ultimately that information is probably going to exist on the Republican Party page and the Democratic Party page, not in a page.
Like I think that's in it. You could research that topic across several different sources and put like an interesting report together.
Right, so great topic, just not a specific Wikipedia page that we can chase after. So.
Yeah, so we're going to skip that one, and that loops us back around to... from friend of the show, Judy Hennessy, the history of fish sticks, John.
So we should just do fish sticks, right?
So I fish mean, like, sticks, yeah. Right? We like history of would be covered.
Fish sticks, yeah.
So fish sticks.
Okay, great. Great. Let's Gordon's fisherman this, baby.
Well, that's...
Side note, John Paul Coulter would make an amazing
Ooh,
Gordon's
yeah.
fisherman.
Hey, Gordon's people, because it's with a T, not a D. Get at our boy, John Paul Coulter.
Yeah.
He's got a nice beard. Probably looks great in a big yellow coat.
No doubt.
Ooh, get him a tray full of fried fish.
All right, so the fish stick, right? So we're talking about processed fish that's breaded, fried, frozen.
So the frozen food kind of like revolution was like 50s.
Right. Yep.
Was when like the sort of frozen and processed food craze hit. I think we talked about it in another episode.
Well, yeah, you know, it's the availability of commercial refrigerators and freezers. You need that in order for it to be a viable food product. You know, it's the same
thanks
with like
to
shipping.
Wilson Carrier and our friends at Judge Magazine for making commercial air conditioning and cooling possible.
It's true. Listen to our back catalog. It's delightful. But seriously, like you need to be able to transport these frozen in order for fish sticks to be a thing. It's not like it's a southern delicacy that they were making. Like, no, like fish sticks are a very specific frozen food item that
it's
make in your
home. A rectangle of fish.
Right. So if you're talking about people could be like, well, you could bread and fry fish in a restaurant. That's not a fish stick, asshole. Fish sticks are processed fish shaped in sticks.
Well, I don't think... It's like, I think it's cut. I don't think it's...
Well, it's processing.
I think processing implies like you just kind of put it all in like a big tub and squish it out into a rectangle.
Well, I'm sure there's some bad fish sticks out there that do exactly that.
Yeah, there might be. That's more of like a cake, like a crab cake style, maybe.
Sure.
But you mentioned out of the gate, Gordon's.
Yeah, I mean, That's the OG fish stick.
I think it is like they invented it. They're like, hey, we got all these fishies.
So
we got
good friend of the show, Gerald Gorton, invented the fish stick.
So, I think they invented it. And I'm going to say early 50s, like 52.
Yeah, I mean, you need that refrigeration because you're not going to invent that. Like, I mean, you're not going to invent it like post. Sometimes I'm like, all right, post-World War with all like the boon of like us winning the war and all of like the, you know, processed foods and sugars. But like, that's not it. It's more about refrigeration and freezing being.
Right. And people having like freezers at home, not just shitty ice boxes.
It's got to be 50s.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like mid-50s, probably? Let's hedge our bets. I don't remember the dates from that.
Down the middle, episode. 55.
Yeah. 55. Love it. Right, and that's great, too, because like, then you talk about like TV commercials, right? Because like, where does this get popularized, right? It's not...
Yeah, from John Paul Coulter starring in fish stick commercials.
Hells yeah.
Right? Trust the Gordon's Fisherman. That dude's been around forever.
Yeah.
He was like our early advertising icon. We had him. We had the Green Giant.
The Michelin Man.
The
Copper Tone Baby.
That weird Maypo kid.
What?
Maypo. It was like a cream of wheat.
Ugh.
Thing, or maybe a cereal.
Ooh.
There was I used to like watch Nick and Knight a lot as a kid.
Sure.
Because I was so cool. And they would always add, like, you could buy a VHS tape of old commercials.
Glenn, we're chubby comedians in their late 30s. Like, we both of us were cool as kids.
But you could buy from the television the VHS tape of old commercials.
What?
And one of them was this little cartoon kid saying, I want my Maypo, that for some reason I think about like every other day.
So there was a market for just VHS tape compilations of old school
TV commercials? Yeah, this was before YouTube.
So is this the inspiration for Matt Weiner writing Mad Men? He bought that VHS tape and probably watched the shit out of it?
I feel like that's, yeah, probably.
It's a pretty good aside for this.
If
Wikipedia
not the
page.
Inspiration, when they were doing research, you know somebody brought in that tape.
Oh, yeah.
But now, like, you can do just, like, you can look up old commercials on YouTube, and you should. It's fun. I just watched all the, I mentioned it a couple weeks ago. I have another side project called Would You Smash It, where my friend Dan and I are trying to introduce new Smash Bros. Characters. The first one, I tried to introduce Count Chocula.
Mm-hmm.
So, to really immerse myself in the character of the Count, I watched... like a solid half hour of Count Chocula commercials.
I read something the other day that I don't know if it was like an Onion or Clickhole article or if there's actually like a seed of truth in it of the idea is bouncing around out there to do a cinematic universe of that.
The Monster Cereals? Yes, there is. And that's another one where like dibs. Again, not...
That would be a really good Wikipedia page to do because you've got the whole... You've got... Count Chocula, Boo Berry, Frankenberry, the obvious ones, but you also got Yummy Mummy and
Fruit Brute,
the lesser ones.
That which has like a, that's where this category that we always say will be there and never is, like cultural reference, Fruit Brute is what Bruce Willis is eating in Pulp Fiction. Like as the little kid, really? Bruce Willis was like watching that the fake show that's in Pulp Fiction. I think it's a fake show.
I think so.
Right? He's watching He's eating Fruit Brute.
Can I confess something to you right now?
Yeah.
I legitimately forgot what page we're actually supposed to be doing right now.
Fish sticks.
Thank you.
But I'll do one on Monster Cereals. But not to keep plugging my new show, but my co-host on that, Dan, when he and I worked at Geekosystem, one of his very first days on the job, part of his assignment was General Mills had re-released...
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Fruit Brute and Yummy Mummy for the first time in years. So all five Monster Cereals were available. So I brought them all in. I was making people rank them. So he was tasked with eating and ranking delicious cereal.
Hmm. Fun job.
Yeah, I think Boo Berry was dead last, if I remember correctly.
Really?
Count Chocula probably on top. You can't.
Fish sticks, baby. Fish sticks
can't come for the king.
I feel like we got a shot here, so we got to.
So
we
fish sticks, yeah. I think we're at least we're within a couple years of the day. I don't know why I'm so positive that it was like Gordon's fish. It was like legit. They're like, hey, eat this stick of fish. Like this is us. This,
and if they're not the first,
this.
They're certainly responsible for popularizing it.
Right, with the ad campaign popular over the year. I genuinely think it's them. In the UK, fish fingers, same thing, but different name.
Mm-hmm.
Cultural reference, Doctor Who. Matt Smith, in his first episode, requests fish fingers and custard.
Cool.
Which I, for Geekosystem, I prepared and ate and actually genuinely enjoyed.
I really enjoy how much you're plugging a job that you had like 5 years ago. On
that's not even around anymore. Yeah. I loved writing for that site so much. Yeah, so
but
fish
I mean,
fingers and
lot,
custards.
There's not
good.
A lot to fish sticks.
So,
I
but
mean,
like,
it's whitefish. It's whitefish. Right?
Okay.
It's not salmon.
I was going to say, it's not a... like whitefish is a category, right?
Right.
Like,
yeah. And the reason they call it that is so they can get away with using whatever.
Sometimes it's cod.
Sometimes it's like tilapia, like whatever they have access to. Yeah. I think cod is probably, white cod is easily probably the most.
But like breaded and fried fish was not invented in 1953.
No,
but
not at all. Like fish and chips goes away
frozen,
well farther back.
But frozen rectangles of fish.
Right, because that's the important delineation here is that you buy them frozen.
You buy them frozen, you bring them home, you keep them frozen. You
bake them.
Bake them shits.
You eat them.
You could probably put them in a toaster oven. Probably don't want to microwave them. There might be microwave directions, but take the time.
Don't microwave fish.
Treat yourself.
There's no circumstances in which microwaving fish is okay.
Yeah, it's not. If you're in an office setting and you do that, you go to jail.
You should. You should.
You go the way of Warren G. Harding. He didn't go to jail. He died in office.
Yeah, Calvin Coolidge used his magic potion to shrink down and block his anus.
Yeah. That's what Calvin Coolidge will come back for you if you microwave fish in an office microwave.
Oh, man. See, there's a great National Treasure 4 is Revenge of Calvin Coolidge.
He never died.
No.
Yeah, Warren G. Harding died in office. Calvin Coolidge still around. A lot of people don't know that because he would be like 100. 15 years now, but
he'd be like a lot more than 100. Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, like, what else is there?
Well,
to
I
fish
do.
Sticks?
I think Gordon's, those commercials like popularized them. It was popular because it's an easy thing to have on hand and make.
Ideally, you want a panko breadcrumb on that. If you want to get fancy, get that extra crunch.
You're rebreading your fish sticks?
No, like you want to buy a fish.
Oh, you
stick
want
that, has that?
You want
if you want a
John
fancy
Paul Gordon as the as.
You want if
John
you
Paul? I meant to say John Paul Coulter as the Gordon Fishman, but you know what, John Paul Gordon.
Yeah, I mean that word. He should if he gets that job, he should change his name anyway.
So. Yeah, he should change his like you know dress for the job you want.
Yeah, change your
legally
name.
Change your name to the company that two of your friends want you to endorse in a commercial because they think it would be funny.
Yeah,
that you know that old saying. So I think they really took off. They're not as popular now.
No. I feel like the 90s, there was like a downturn, right? Like, I remember like elementary school for me was the 80s. I remember having them a lot. And then, like,
yeah,
really
I
soured
like,
on them. It was just kind of like, eh. Because ultimately, like, they're fried, right? And then you have
yeah.
to bake them. So, like, it's not great for you.
Do you think it's,
Man, I kind of want some now. I know
I'm kind of craving
some
fish fingers and custard.
I complained about eating too much Chinese food.
Yeah.
But the more we talk about fish sticks, the
yeah,
more I'm
both
like, I haven't had fish sticks in fucking forever, and I want some tonight.
I probably have not had them since I made them to eat them with custard.
Wow.
Which was like 5 years ago.
So what was that experience? You said you liked it.
I did. Well, you get salty, sweet. Hot cold combination going like it's a nice contrast of flavors and textures.
But like, what did you do? Did you dip them? Did you take separate bites?
Yeah.
What did you do?
I put the custard in a martini glass. If I remember, there's pictures and videos of me doing this.
Because you're a fancy boy.
Because I'm a fancy boy. I believe I made the custard from scratch.
That's unnecessary.
Well, no, I did it to review a cookbook of Doctor Who recipes.
Oh, okay.
I tested a few of them, and one of them was fish fingers and custard. The fish, I think, I just bought. You know, a box of Gordon's, threw them in the oven.
Do you mind if we do a little aside here really quick and just forget about fish sticks really quick? Because this is like a real nerdy, like personal thing. I've tried on a couple occasions to get into Doctor Who and I can't. And I don't know why. And so like, I'm curious, like, I think we just jumped in with like a David Tennant season starting there because we love him so much. But like, I don't know if that was the right way to do it. Like, what entry point should I be looking at here?
This is a show I like a lot. I usually recommend just picking like when a new doctor takes over because typically what they do is sort of
like a mini reboot
of the show every time because like there's usually either the doctor doesn't remember what's going on so people are explaining things to him or he's picking up a new companion so he's explaining things to them.
Got it.
I would not recommend picking up at the last season with Jodie Whittaker because there's no real explanation of anything at any point in the season about what the show is or about is my main criticism of the season.
Huh. I'm very familiar with the Community spinoff of Inspector Spacetime.
Yeah.
And I enjoy that very much, but I just haven't found, like, we tried. But I just don't know if I'm doing this right.
If you really want to give it another go.
It's dense, right? Like, there's a lot of,
there
like,
is a lot.
Canon.
Most of it's not very important, and, like, all the big things they tackle in, like, the first Chris Eccleston episode or the first couple Tennant episodes. The first Matt Smith episode, The 11th Hour, is one of my favorite episodes of television in all of TV.
Okay.
It's the reason that I named my daughter Amelia.
Hmm.
Yeah. So right.
That's good. So the first Matt Smith
check
episode.
That one out. Right. Because it's again, like I said, first one of the new doctor picks up a new companion out
well,
of the
and gate. I mean, that's high praise, right? So if you're telling me that's one of your favorite TV shows of all time, right?
Yeah. Doctor is like, one of my favorite TV shows. And this
for
is
sure.
One of my, this is my favorite episode of
and if
that
that's
show.
A natural jumping on point, I think I got one I needed from this little sidebar.
Yeah. And I think it is a good one. Where it's not too confusing, but there's enough weird stuff in it where, like, if you're not on board for the episode, you're probably not going to like the rest of the show, but
okay.
I don't think it will be off-putting because you won't know what's going on.
Well, I appreciate this little sidebar, and I don't care if anybody else found it interesting. It was something that needed to happen.
Yeah. I'm always willing to talk about Doctor Who.
Fish sticks.
Fish sticks. There's that South Park episode with the fish sticks joke.
Oh, yeah.
When do you think peak fish stick?
1976.
Ooh, yeah, definitely. I don't see why it wouldn't be the bicentennial.
Yeah, man. That's more American, right?
Like, I do remember eating them as a kid
mm-hmm.
more than as a teen or young adult.
Well, I mean, I think as a kid, it's an easy meal for a parent. I think you hit the nail on the head, right?
Yeah.
Like, it was one of the most convenient, easy-to-do meals for a parent of young children, right? But like then as you get older, you're capable of not dying by getting food yourself as you need to. And also you might be a little pickier. So like, I don't know, it makes sense.
I'm trying to remember if my 6-year-old Amelia, named after the Doctor Who character Amelia Pond, has ever had a fish stick. I've certainly never made her one. But it was probably... I feel like it's an inexpensive food.
Oh, for sure. Because you're not... I think the other appeal from a manufacturing standpoint is because you are trimming them and shaping them and breading them, it doesn't have to be the best fish.
Right.
You know? So, like, you're being more efficient, you're reducing waste, and ultimately that's a good thing, right? We don't want to waste it just because it doesn't look good. It's like that whole thing of, like, ugly produce in America, the just
sure.
obscene amount of food that we throw away just because it's not perfect. Fish sticks are helping fight that, I think.
They might be. They also might be overfishing and destroying the oceans, but I genuinely
don't
know.
That's definitely happening. But hey, you know, you got to pick your battles.
Yeah. Well, because some, I don't remember. There's Elton Brown was involved in a charity that was like a site where you can find like renewably sourced seafood so you're not destroying everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming, I mean, that was a couple years ago. So I feel like they've probably, if they weren't doing a great job of that, hopefully they've turned things around. Come on, Gorton. Fish, good fish. Do you think it's a kind of, like, I know a lot of tuna production is, like, the boats are basically factories. Like,
they catch and process
on. They net the tuna,
on,
process, like, can it on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if...
No, I don't think fish sticks are that.
That'd probably be harder to, like, mass freeze them.
Well, not only that, like, there's breading and frying involved, so you're not going to do that on a boat.
Oh, yeah,
so
you don't want a big old vat of oil sloshing around on,
like,
the high seas.
Because, like, with canning, ultimately, you're not adding ingredients other than, like, water or oil.
Right.
And that's a lot easier to deal with than, like, breading and frying.
Sure,
and
that's
that
a good
stuff,
point.
So,
I feel like you're probably dead on with 1976 being peak fish stick.
I don't think it's going to be on that page.
What do
it's
we...
not really a, and like,
oh, I think...
You think they're going to have sales figures on
that
page? No,
I think
they're,
so.
They're definitely
there'll
not.
Be a mention to popularity over the years.
Hopefully.
What do you think led to the decline of the fish stick?
Oh, I mean,
I don't think it's in like a, I don't think they're, I don't think Gorton's in danger of going under.
No, but it's not, it, like, it's
but
just, it's,
in this, the year of our Lord 2019,
Hashtag not my lord.
You know, it's not. How many people out of 100 do you think have fish sticks in their freezer right now? 10?
25. Yeah.
25% of people.
Yeah. And I'm not saying they bought it recently, but like freezers. It's a freezer. You buy fish sticks, they go in the freezer and they sit there.
I found a bag of edamame in my freezer that I think might have been there from our previous apartment.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. You buy fish sticks one time, and if you're not eating them, they're going to get buried in the back of that freezer. It's probably higher than
25. I guarantee
you
Gordon's selling at least 2 boxes this week.
Oh, yeah. You know, I think before we take a break, the one thing that's interesting, just looking back on Gorton's in particular, is they're like, trust the Gorton's fishermen, right?
Yeah.
I don't know that I ever want to trust fishermen. Like, what a
weird... Do you think it was because they're
like,
trying to rate...
What was that?
I think it's... So, back to... you brought up Mad Men when we were talking about Count Chocula.
Right.
The cigarette episode where they pitched them the idea of advertising their cigarettes as it's toasted... And like, yeah, it's all it's just a step, and like nobody knows that. It just it's a thing that sounds nice.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think trust the Gorton's fishermen was meant to sow distrust in other fish companies?
I do now.
Like, trust the Gorton's fishermen because that guy over there, not Gorton, oh, he nasty.
Yeah, he's a member of the deep state.
Yeah,
and he is putting unhealthy amounts of iodine in your fish.
He's
to
just
sterilize
loading
you.
In there. Like all fish have a certain amount of mercury. They're breading it in mercury over there.
Yeah.
Those guys.
Trust the Gorton's fishermen.
Us over here, we ain't doing that. You can trust us. Why? Because we said so.
Those other guys, that might not even be fish.
Ooh,
you don't know what people taste like.
Yeah.
That could be people.
You don't know. This is a real Soylent Green situation.
Yeah. We're putting actual fish.
These are fish, not people.
Yeah. Trust.
Trust us. We're not cutting people into rectangles, breading them and frying them and serving them back to you.
I can guarantee you we're not doing it. I can't say the same thing about the other people.
I'm not saying... You know, Johnny's Fish Company over there. I'm not saying that they're capturing people off the streets, chopping them up into rectangles, breading them and frying them.
I'm not saying that.
I'm just saying we are not.
Yeah,
we at Gorton's.
I can confirm that we are not doing it here. I can't do that.
Yeah.
I can't do that to
they
the
are
other
not,
companies.
They don't let it. I was just in the kitchen at Gorton's. You know what I didn't see? Dead bodies being chopped up and fried. Johnny over there, Johnny won't let me in his kitchen. I don't know.
Yeah. Isn't it weird that he won't let you in the kitchen? What is he hiding?
Probably dead bodies.
Probably.
It's probably bodies.
Trust the Gorton's fishermen.
Trust the Gorton's fishermen and no other fishermen. They're shady and they can't be trusted. Don't trust that guy from that Japanese folktale who catches the magic fish and his wife keeps telling him what to wish for.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Don't trust him. He can't be trusted. He's bossed around too easily, and he ruins a prime opportunity with a magic fish.
Hey, don't trust the Pokemon Magikarp.
Do not trust a Magikarp.
Do not trust a Magikarp.
Useless in a battle.
So terrible.
Oh, what are you going to do? You going to splash again? Cool. Cool trick.
Yeah, real good.
I don't have time to make you into a Sea King. Get out of my lineup.
We'll be right back after a brief break for our sponsors. Oh, hey, I didn't see you there, Glenn.
Oh, it's my friend John.
Hey, what's
buddy.
Up, man? It's so weird that you're here in studio. I was about to sit down.
Here I am.
I was going to do a shout out for one of our sponsors.
Oh, well, then it's a good thing I'm here.
Cool. Well, here's the script.
Okay. Oh, so I'm taking over?
No, just give it a first read. Maybe we can do like a call and response kind of thing. I think that'd be a fun take on this particular script that they provided for us for a very real sponsorship.
Yeah, for the ad copy that they sent over from their marketing department.
Yeah.
Okay, so this one just says, hey, name of
No, just jump down to the beginning
so
of the product
skip.
Pitch. Yeah,
so,
yeah.
All right, so I'm going to go down here. Hey, friend. You greasy? Powder it up with talcum powder. Does it cause cancer? I think I might have read something that it did, but hey.
Don't go off script. They don't like it.
No, this is in the script. This is all in the script. They wrote
you just wrote you wrote that yourself in pencil. I can see the very difference.
I know, but it's still on the script.
Can't argue that
Look,
logic.
I think one time I might have read that talcum powder causes cancer.
You know what you can do, though? You could try Gold Bond. You could try other powders, because technically speaking, it's the powder people. that are backing us.
Yeah, it's not. It's the thing about a lot of our sponsors is we don't get specific brands.
No, we get genres. We get categories.
Like, you know how milk advertises?
Yeah, it's the milk consortium.
There's just commercials for milk.
Yeah, or pork, the other white meat.
Yeah,
we got powder.
Powder.
Do you have a soggy bottom? Blow some powder up there.
So not even just talk about just powder in general?
Powder in general.
You a donut? Powder it up.
You that movie about that albino guy?
I walked out of that movie.
Yeah, you should have.
That wasn't a good movie. That was the first movie I ever walked out of. It was in seventh grade. I went on like my first date and we both were like, this is real terrible. And we left.
Powder.
Do you want to be I already said it for Don. I was going to say, do you want to be a specific tasty kind of sugar? Powdered sugar?
That's good.
But that's what, I implied it with donuts.
Are you cocaine? Powder!
Are you a way to put a metal a finish on metal that Glenn doesn't really understand? You get a powder finish. I don't know what that is. But you use powder, I guess?
Powder is my favorite small particle collection of any kind of collection of small particles.
Were you a popular television health guru from like 1997, mid-1998, Susan Powder?
Gonna have to trust you on that one. This is a weird script they sent us.
Yeah,
give them feedback about this one.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing is, you know, some companies are cutting budgets. They can't go to Sterling Cooper Draper Price all the time. Sometimes they just have like the intern write it up.
Be better, Kevin.
Kevin, the powder intern. Come on, man. You've seen commercials before. Like, you know how to get the people hyped about powder.
Look, Syracuse is a great school for mass communications, but you got to do better than this, Kevin. Kevin, you got a great internship with the Powder Consortium. You got to make Syracuse proud.
At the end of the semester when they give you a review, how do you think this is going to make you look, Kevin?
Kevin, we're the number 18 podcast in the country of Niger.
How much powder do you think they're going to sell in Niger with this bullshit ad that you wrote, Kevin?
Kevin, get it together. Do you want to end up at a SUNY school?
Syracuse. Kevin, shout out to SUNY schools.
Yeah, you're actually pretty great.
They are. I think I perform more at SUNY colleges than any other group of college. I guess because there's not a lot of groups of colleges. I perform at a lot of SUNY schools. They've all been delightful. You know what? SUNY schools, you're better than Kevin.
Yeah,
Kevin doesn't know how to write ad copy for shit. Do not admit Kevin.
Yeah.
Which Kevin? Not going to tell you. Just across the board, no more Kevins. Don't run this risk. I mean, if they're incoming freshmen, obviously. But if they're transferring from Syracuse, ooh, that's a no. It's a no in the admissions department. John, why don't we give Kevin a hand?
You want to do a real commercial for powder?
Do like a real good commercial for powder.
Okay, well, let's just rewind. Ready? Hey, everyone. It's John Lunger from the Improvised Wikipedia podcast. You guys know I only like to get behind products that I personally use, and that's why I am excited to tell you about powder. Look, I'm going to cut it to you straight. I'm a big, sweaty boy.
Oh, he is. He's nasty.
I am not athletic.
Nope.
And honestly, even when I was in the best shape of my life, I would sweat brushing my teeth.
You got to powder your downstairs. Keep it fresh. You know what I like to do? Sometimes I have slip-on shoes for inside my house because if I walk around barefoot, my feet hurt.
Yeah.
Pop a little powder in the bottom of those jammies. And then when you step in them the first time, it makes a little cloud. It's real fun.
That's real fun. Any other benefits other than that little fun cloud?
To powder in general, so you can use it in. Are you a Cub Scout? Do you have a big Pinewood Derby race coming up? You're not allowed to use liquid lubricants on that deal. You will get disqualified. What you need is some powdered graphite. Pop it on the axles. You're gonna win, baby.
You're gonna win with powder.
Win with powder.
Use promo code ImprovWikipod at checkout to save 20% on powder.
That is how you do it, Kevin. Kevin, listen. That is how you sell powder, son.
All right, we are back. I got exciting news for our chances in this week's episode, Glenn.
What's that?
I clicked on the article for fish sticks on Wikipedia, and it redirected me. And do you know what it redirected me to?
I mean, I can see your screen, so I do, but I don't want to kill your buildup. What did it redirect you to, friend?
You killed my buildup anyways. But it redirected me to a page called Fish Fingers.
Fish Fingers.
Which you astutely brought up is what they call fish sticks in the UK.
That's interesting that that's the type. Excuse me, I got a burpee hiccup or something there. It's interesting to me that that's the title of the Wikipedia page because I think I'm gonna dig in and say Gorton's was the original and Gorton's called them fish sticks.
Interesting. Well, let me dive in here and we'll see. Fish fingers (parentheses British Empire) or fish sticks (parentheses American English) are a processed food made of using white fish such as cod, haddock, or pollock, which has been battered or breaded.
Hell yeah.
They are commonly available in the frozen food section of supermarkets.
We're 100% right so far.
They can be baked in the oven, grilled.
Specifically mentioned.
You can't fucking grill. I mean, you can grill anything.
You're gonna throw a fish stick on a grill, fuck, you idiot.
Off.
Get out of here.
Shallow fried or deep fried. You know what? Yeah, oh, God. I want to slap whoever said that.
Grill it. Shut your hole.
Hey.
What's the citation on that? Is it Guy Fieri?
There's no.
If it's not, I'm not buying it.
No citation. But jumping back up, I got ahead of myself. This article does need a bunch of citations for verification with a little warning here. But above it, there is also a reference that it says. And it says, fish sticks redirects to this page. For the South Park episode, see fish sticks (parentheses South Park).
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
So that's again. That's a thing we mentioned. We're batting 1,000.
This
is
a real short page. Real
short.
We
got a real good shot at this one, bud. And not even like in a bullshit. They didn't do anything, and they made up dumb things about how fish sticks like to peer into windows at night.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This might just be a legit win.
Mm-hmm. All right, you ready? History: the term fish fingers is first referenced in a recipe given in a British popular magazine in 1900. The dish is often considered symbolic of the United Kingdom. That's a little different, though, right? Because here, this next sentence is what we're talking about, baby. The commercialization of fish fingers may be traced back to 1953 when the American company Gorton Pugh Fisheries, now known as Gorton's,
oh, Gordy,
was the
good
first
to here,
company
bud.
To introduce a frozen, ready-to-cook fish finger. The product, named Gorton's Fish Sticks, won the Parents Magazine Seal of Approval in 1956.
So it should be called fish sticks.
Yes.
This Wikipedia article is...
Yeah, there is somebody somewhere in the UK who's got their knickers in a
we
fucking
bunch.
We got
a British Wikipedia entrant with an editor with an axe to grind.
Yeah.
These ain't fish fingers, baby.
There was an abundance of herring in the United Kingdom after World War II. Clarence Birdseye test marketed herring fish fingers, a product he had discovered in the United States under the name Herring Savories. These were tested in Southampton and South Wales against cod sticks, a comparatively bland product used as a control.
I don't know why cod sticks sounds so much worse than fish stick.
It really does. Shoppers, however, confounded expectations by showing overwhelming preference for the cod. The snack was nearly called battered cod pieces until a poll of Birdseye workers opted for the snappier fish fingers. All of that's great, but the sentence, the paragraph before it, the sentence of this is an American fuck off, British guy.
Yeah, stop trying to wedge your fingers in here.
God, man, get over it. Get over it. We were colonies, but now we're our own country, and we invented fish sticks, you motherfuckers.
Quit trying to dump herring on Southampton. Nobody wants your herring.
I am not a patriotic man. I don't give two shits about it, but don't come into my fucking house and tell me fish fingers are the same thing as goddamn Gorton's fish sticks.
We're talking fish sticks. There's no reason this page redirects here. This is a travesty of Wikipedia editing. And I'm reporting it, quite frankly.
This is offensive to everything that I stand for as a human being. There's a photo. It just looks like someone sliced a sweet potato and put it on a baking tray. That's not even fucking... Why is it orange? What is wrong with you, England? Fuck!
I mean, how is John Paul Coulter expected to represent the Gorton's fishermen when we have this bullshit out here acting like fish fingers are the same thing. They're not. They're different.
I had no idea the situation was this dire. We need to get on the phone with the Gortons people tonight when we are done with this podcast, and we need to get their PR machine behind this because this is a goddamn travesty.
Gorton, get... Look,
fucking Bird's Eye in here trying to be like, oh, we did this. Fuck you, Bird's Eye.
Bird's Eye, I know you invented frozen foods. Congratulations. We've talked about it in an earlier episode. You got no stake here.
Just because you invented frozen fruit as a business vertical, as a food style, doesn't mean you get to take credit for the first type of every sort of food
get
that gets frozen.
Get out of here with your garbage herring. It's disgusting, and the people prefer cod.
Do you think there was an abundance of herring in the United Kingdom after World War II because people liked it? No, it's a gross-ass fish that no one wants. Give me white fish or give me death. Fuck!
I'm furious at this page.
That's it. Page is over. This page is stupid.
Oh, it is. It's three paragraphs in history and then nothing.
Page is hot garbage, and we win.
This is no contest.
This is why we're rewriting Wikipedia. It's pages like this. This is why we're doing
it's
the
bullshit
work.
Like this where people are trying to pass. This is obviously should be an entry about fish sticks. And some asshat in the United Kingdom's like, no, I'm going to make this all about me and fish fingers. Well, it's not about you and fish fingers. What's up with Gorton?
This is unbelievable.
You should be ashamed of yourself, whoever edited this Wikipedia page.
There is a Wikipedia page for Gortons. I'm clicking on it right now.
You know, it's also not good. Gorton! Gorton! Jesus Christ! Gorton!
I mean, there's very little to nothing on this page, too.
Go to Gorton.com. See what they got going on.
This is a first.
We've never gone off Wikipedia before.
I don't even know that that's their website. I don't even trust that anymore. It is Gortons.com. All right.
All right. We got a picture of some fried fish.
When you love the best seafood, it'll love you right back. What the fuck?
We got a fish taco.
What does that even mean?
Fish sticks. There they are. Look how happy those kids look.
Yeah, because fish sticks are the best. Man. All right. Products.
How robust is this page?
Ooh, delicious classics. Popcorn shrimp. Fish sticks. Beer battered. Yeah. These are delicious classics. These are
classic.
The greatest hits.
Classic for a reason.
Man, this is...
Because they were invented in 1953.
I'm clicking on the button that says, We Are Gortons, because I want to know more about this. Not all seafood is created equal. Trust us. No one knows that better than we do.
I trust you. We've talked
about
it.
The other fish companies are cooking people. We trust you, Gortons.
Born I would trust you with my children's lives, Gorton.
God, now this isn't... They're in... I don't even... You know, they're in
Gloucester, Massachusetts.
They're in one of those towns in Massachusetts that's spelled
differently than it's pronounced.
There's
no question people from that town would tell me I said that wrong.
Yeah. I don't know.
I was in easy to pronounce Springfield, Massachusetts a couple weeks ago. I don't know how far away that is from Gloucester. I was in, that's where they make the dictionary. That's where the Merriam-Webster's offices are.
So, this should be on the Wikipedia page. It's not there, right? But it's on their actual website, and it just proves how much better we were at the Wikipedia page. It's a section called Trust the Gordons Fisherman. He first appeared in 1975. When did I say was peak fish stick?
That's the year before.
1976, year after that.
It only
takes a year
to
click in.
1 year for the fisherman to have to get that Gorton Fisherman bump.
He first appeared in 1975 and has been an American icon ever since. But the Gorton's Fisherman is much more than the inspiration for a beloved jingle. He embodies our belief in high-quality seafood. As he likes to say, quote, if something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. These are the words we live by every day.
See, I've heard people say that. I never even knew that the Gorton's Fisherman coined that phrase.
I had no idea.
I didn't know we were all quoting the Gorton's Fisherman when we say if something's worth doing, it's worth doing right.
That's amazing.
That's probably why they're doing so well, because they get 18 cents every time somebody tells that to their kids when they're, you know, learning how to whittle or whatever.
But here's the thing, Glenn. I don't get it. It doesn't add up, man. If they really live by that, how do they explain the Wikipedia page?
Yeah. Hey, guys, you know what's worth doing? Updating your Wikipedia page. Get in there. You got dickheads saying it's all about fish fingers. Guys, Gorton, come on.
Gordon, we're talking directly to you.
Right to you. Fix it. Get over there. Kick the ass of that fish finger editor dickhead. You get in there and you change it to sticks like it should be.
You go over to England and you pick up as much fucking herring as you possibly can. And you find that dickhead. And I want you to slap him across his fucking face.
Just hit him with it.
Just hit him across his dumb, ugly face.
Just like Lou the Muppet with the boomerang fish.
Yeah, just like Lou the Muppet. We all know that reference. And certainly as a red-blooded American, Gordon, you know that reference too. Because Lou the Muppet is a cherished American icon like the Gordon Fisherman that everyone knows by name.
Look, he's not a top-tier Muppet, but everyone remembers...
I never said he was, but everybody knows who he is.
Everybody remembers the boomerang fish. Just throw a herring. Throw a red herring, and then they'll never even be able to solve the crime. Thank you, Agatha Christie.
I'm going to have to go home and take some blood pressure medication.
Oh, God.
Ugh.
We're all jacked up on Chinese food.
Ugh.
Desperately craving fish sticks and mad. We're going to go to war with UK over this.
I might. They've got enough going on trying to figure out Brexit and all that bullshit. So maybe we should cut them some slack. I'm just going to go to war with that one editor.
Just that one. One editor. Oh, I'm so mad at you. Why do you love herring so much? It's disgusting.
All right, we gotta go. That's it for our episode.
This is a long episode.
I don't know. Fuck.
We clearly won, though. This
yeah,
is handily.
We did. We won.
This might be our most decisive victory.
Oh, easily.
In terms of, we did a genuinely good job, and they did a genuinely bad job.
I'm considering making a championship belt that says fish sticks on it, like professional wrestling, to wear. Daily.
Remember,
really daily.
Remember when you asked me about Doctor Who?
Yeah.
For like a jumping on point?
Yeah.
I think this is the jumping on point episode that we tell people about.
I hope so.
When they're like, what's like a good one? I would say Cardinals is pretty good. It's a fun episode.
Isn't that like episode one?
Yeah.
So you're saying the jumping off point is episode one?
But then also this one, fish sticks.
Fuck. Hey, thanks for listening. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Gordon,
so much
for all the delicious fish you've provided over the years.
Remember to like us on Facebook. Leave some reviews. Give us some ratings on iTunes. That would be amazing.
Go to the Gorton's Facebook page and leave them a 5-star review, but also leave them the comment that they need to reclaim the fish sticks Wikipedia
and tag
page.
Improvise Wikipedia on the page so we know you did it and we can shower you
do
with
it,
praise.
Or the fishermen will get you.